Florida has more seniors than any other state, according to the most recent estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau. The elderly make up nearly one-fifth of the state's population, and that large retired community is an attractive target for predators.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is my most important bill of the year. This is for guardians regarding guardians of elders.
Then as Republican Senator Nancy Dietert says, the stakes are high for Florida's seniors.
You can't even imagine the power that's given to a guardian. Once you're assigned a guardian, your guardian is in charge of your bank statements, your checkbook, your health care, your doctor appointments.
The state already regulates public guardians appointed by the court, but Dietert says private actors don't face the same scrutiny. And she says this leaves the elderly vulnerable.
They have been accosted by predators who have sought them out in Naples, Palm Beach, Sarasota, all the wealthy communities. They're targeting elders because this is an unregulated, the private guardians are totally unregulated.
Also, this is from Pensacola to Miami. It's from Maine to San Diego. It's nationwide, and there's something has to be done.
Doug Frank supports Dietert's proposal. The Atlanta, Georgia resident spoke before a Senate panel on the way to visit his mother.
My mother has spent over $1 million. She spends $1,000 a day to stay in her home. I will see her after this, not on Friday, because I'm not allowed to, court ordered. I will see her Saturday and Sunday, and she will pay $600 to see me, for a supervisor to take notes.
And he says the cost of those visits adds up.
Okay, my mom's already paid $30,000 in these supervised visits.
Dietert's plan would give family members recourse if they believe a guardian is taking advantage of their ward. The measure directs the Department of Elder Affairs to develop a system for monitoring private guardians and responding to allegations of misconduct. The measure is headed for the Senate floor, and it has bipartisan support, drawing Senate Minority Leader Arthenia Joyner and former Senate President Gwen Margolis as co-sponsors. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.